listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsNet Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, wrapping up the NFC South, we go to the New Orleans Saints. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. John Hendricks joins us. Sports Illustrated to help us preview the Saints' upcoming season and a transitional season it's going to be at quarterback. How are you, John?
I'm doing good, man. How about you guys?
I'm doing good. Let's start with the quarterback position. So Drew Brees is now retired, and not a lot of work for Jameis Winston last year, but we've seen Taysom Hill in action. It's still in the process right now, but where do you feel that is heading right at this moment?
Yeah, look, I think right now it's kind of a toss-up. I think Jameis has had some of the better practices, obviously, and, you know, when you look at that preseason game, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag. Taysom Hill had a great first drive, and then you got the turnover at the end of that drive, and then Jameis has a great two-minute drill, but then he turns it over. You know, they both threw picks and stuff. And I think that's just the biggest thing, is that we haven't really seen somebody that's really distanced themselves where you say, oh, yeah, this is definitely the guy. I think Winston has the edge in this battle. But, you know, look, I think it's still anybody's game here.
Is there an edge that was going into camp? Was there a style that you would say Sean Payton would prefer this style as the starting quarterback?
Well, honestly, I could see both of them, because I think they bring elements that have been missing from the Saints offense for a little bit. And what I mean by that is, you know, you get the deep attack, and Drew obviously couldn't do as much with his shoulder and all the other injuries that he was dealing with. But, I mean, you got a more of a downfield threat. I think with Taysom, it caters to the fact that obviously he can take off. He's kind of that dual threat quarterback, but Jameis is more of your pocket passer, and I think he could do extremely well. So I think one over the other, maybe it caters a little bit more to what Taysom Hill can do, but that's not saying that Jameis Winston can't come in here and do extremely well, because look, he knows this offense, he's smart in it, it's familiar, and I mean, look, they have a lot of good weapons for him to use and to be able to make sure that they maximize his potential.
Yeah, let's talk about those weapons in terms of what the Saints offense will have around whatever quarterback. What is the standout? What will it look like?
Yeah, look, I mean, as of right now, obviously there's no Michael Thomas. I mean, he's ahead of schedule according to Sean Payton, so that's always encouraging. But, you know, he's going to be out for a little bit of time. And, you know, look, I think they can lean on that offensive line. It's really stellar. You're getting a lot of good second-year growth. Cesar Ruiz, I mean, you got two great all-pro left tackle and right tackle combination, a great center that's up and coming, and you got Andres Pete, who's definitely looking a little bit better for sure, and, you know, coming off a good Pro Bowl season and such. But look, you got Kamara, obviously, he needs no introduction. He's a killer in the passing game and running game. And then, obviously, you've got Latavius Murray is a good 1-2 punch. So I think they could lean on that line a good bit and be able to, you know, kind of help control the clock, and I think their defense is really underrated right now coming in. But, you know, wide receiver, no Thomas, you got Deontay Harris, you've got Marquez Callaway, he's looking really good, and Traquan Smith, they're going to have to be the guys that shoulder this load. And then tight end-wise, you got Adam Trautman expecting a huge leap year over year, and you also have an up-and-comer in Juwan Johnson as a guy that you want to keep an eye out if you play fantasy football.
Now, let's get to the offensive line for a bit, because, you know, with a few transitional positions, you not just with Brees retiring and looking for another quarterback, but Michael Thomas being a, it was important to stabilize that offensive line. It feels like the Saints have done that.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's one of the reasons why they locked up Ryan Ramczyk. I mean, it was one of those great picks from that 2017 draft, and you know what you get with Teron Armstead, and but you know, minus COVID, he had a really amazing season last year, and staying healthy and finally getting into that NFL top 100 list that everybody likes to make so much of. But, you know, he's always been strong when he plays. And Eric McCoy at center, look, man, this guy's years ahead of where he should be. I mean, he's just so smart. He's so intelligent. And he does extremely well in the interior. And really the only thing that was holding him back or was the question mark is their guards. And again, Ruiz is a guy who's up and coming. And, again, he shed 15 pounds this offseason and put back with muscle. So, I mean, he looks the part, he looks confident, and you got to remember, most of these rookies last year, they didn't have a traditional training camp because of COVID, but now that they're there, they're able to participate. They look really good. And, man, I'm telling you, when they get the band back together, when they have everything in place, it's kind of a little bit of an underrated line.
You mentioned Kamara, and this is probably one of the better dual threat players that we have in the league. I mean, he can run for over 1,000 yards, but he's a great back catching the football. Ideally, how much do they use him? How much will they need to use him this upcoming season?
Yeah, look, I still think he's going to be definitely smart with this snaps. I mean, you know, I think they hover around that 60 to 65% range for usage on him in a given, you know, game and such, but maybe increase it just a little bit. And again, you got guys like Latavius Murray that can come in and really pound the rock and do some short yardage things. And look, if Winston does win this quarterback battle, you know, that'll be interesting to see how they use Taysom Hill in short yardage and goal line and some other types of looks potentially. But, you know, look, I think when it all said and done that Kamara's going to have a really stellar season, a strong season. He's going to be important to what the Saints do this year. And, look, I think the other part of it is he can line up all over the field, so it's not just out of the backfield. He can line up in slot. He can line up on the outside. I mean, he's a mismatch just about anywhere he goes, and if it's not the primary target, he's a great decoy. So really feel like this is a confident season for him.
You mentioned the defense, and it's underrated. They did lose some players in this offseason. How does the defense look? Who is replacing some of the key guys that have left?
Yeah, look, I think they do look really good. And I think coming in, biggest question marks were linebacker and then that number two corner spot. And so I think that's really the biggest question is that number two spot. And right now, you know, if the season started, I think it's going to be Ken Crawley, a guy who started a lot of games for him in 2017 and as a rookie. So, again, that remains to be seen what happens there, but their rookie Paulson Adebo is up and coming too. But you obviously have Marshawn Lattimore is having an outstanding training camp. So that's always encouraging, and they're back in with Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins is one of the top safety tandems that nobody really wants to talk about. But linebacker, you know what you're getting, DeMario Davis, getting Quan Alexander back. Man, he's been amazing. It's amazing to see what he looks like after just several months from his Achilles. He's in contact drills. He looks amazing. And the best part is their depth behind him. Zach Bond's taking a big leap. Caden Ellis looks great. I mean, Michael Hodges is doing so many good things there. And then their pass rushers. I mean, Cam Jordan, obviously, you don't need to talk about him much. But Marcus Davenport on the opposite side, he looks tremendous. I mean, he's been in the first time he's been in a full off-season program. And, man, he looks hungry. He looks the part. They picked up to no passing on free agency. He looks great. Carl Granderson is coming along great. And Peyton Turner, their rookie. I mean, it's a very underrated pass rush. And on the interior, they've got a lot of guys that are really coming in hungry. Jalen Dalton is a guy to keep an eye on. And then you got David Onyemata, who's obviously going to be suspended for the first six games. But, you know, they got some depth there. And I really think this is an underrated unit.
Let's talk about the overall picture here. I mean, obviously, a fan base that had, with Drew Brees, every year it was Super Bowl or bust. What is the feeling amongst the city, the feeling amongst the fan base about where the 2021 Saints are without Brees?
Yeah, I think it's a wait-and-see approach. I think there's some people that are still so optimistic. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think that's Tampa. And I think from the NFC, they're probably the cream of the crop right now. Tampa is. And you know, I think everybody's trying to get up to that level just because of their, you know, lack of roster turnover and all that other stuff. But look, I pick them to win 10 games. I think 10-7 sounds about right. I think that's about their ceiling. Maybe 11 as a push just because of the way their schedule lines up. I think there'll be some vicious struggles because you're talking about life without Drew Brees. And some of that's exciting, but some of that's obviously terrifying. So you've seen people go as low as 5-12 around here for the local media. And some people are really buying the Kool-Aid thinking 12-5 and 13-4. But I think it's right in that middle. I think they can get in as a wild card. They're definitely going to have some tough challenges ahead, especially with that extra road game this year. But, look, I think when it boils down to it, you still have Sean Payton. You have a stellar coaching staff and a lot of good people that are players that are willing to step up and be leaders on this team, be vocal, and hold people accountable and play up to the standards that this team has set for so long.
John, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for helping us preview the Saints.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
John Hendricks, Sports Illustrated. Good stuff. Nice kind of rapid-fire information on the Saints. And he's very optimistic. He said 10-7, possibly 11 wins. If they get 11 wins, they're going to the playoffs. But think about this for a second. How many of us, you know, have rooted for an NFL team that at one point had to make the transition in quarterback, whether you're a Patriots fan and you just went through it, or like me, a Steelers fan and waiting for it, or Giants fan, whether watching Eli have to leave and then Daniel Jones take over, there's that real nervousness of where your team is going, right? Like, what exactly does this mean when we move on from a guy that consistently puts our team in a playoff situation to somebody else that may not do that? Right, it's a very nervous feeling because that you could spiral downwards and be down near the basement for a while until you figure out that position out. It's a very optimistic look at this team that has a lot of weapons on offense, a defense, like he said, that's underrated. I think Cam Jordan, who had 7.5 sacks last year, is going to do a lot better. He usually gets around 12. I think he's going to increase. There were key losses on defense, but there are guys willing to step up on that side of the ball. And Dennis Allen, who's been there a long time as defensive coordinator, really knows what he's doing. But he's right. You've got Sean Payton, who is not a coach that rode Drew Brees' coattails to a long time, head coaching tenure within one team. He's a very, very brilliant head coach. But we don't know who the quarterback is going to be for the Saints. We don't know right now. Is it going to be a guy that we saw in Tampa win some games but cost the team some games because he threw it to the wrong team? Or a guy that, man, when he gets out there, those occasional moments to do something special, he does something special. But can he do it consistently, drive after drive, after series, after snap after snap? Is that what we want to see in Taysom Hill? That not coming in to do something different, but to be under center constantly. So as much as everything around the quarterback seems to be, well, he's right, the offensive line is stellar. You've got some Pro Bowls on that offensive line. You got some good up-and-coming players. It's going to be a solid offensive line if healthy, right? Alvin Kamara is great. Versatile back, one of the more versatile backs in this league outside of Christian McCaffrey. But Latavius Murray can run the ball as well. When Michael Thomas is on the field, he's one of the best wide receivers in the game. All of that is great. A defense that should still be kind of decent, even though they lost key players like Trey Hendrickson and as you mentioned earlier. But nevertheless, still a defense that could really do some good things. But we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. We have no idea who the quarterback's going to be. And that's the reason why I pull back a little bit on the success of the Saints. Especially with Jameis Winston. Now, I'd love to see the redemption story of Winston, right? Because I think Winston has had a very wild up and down early NFL career, right? And he's gotten into some personal issues that got him suspended, but he has been the face of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has been, a guy that you would say there is the reason why they're not winning. As you get older, as you get better at this, as you get more information on this, he definitely has the skill to throw the football, but he's one of those quarterbacks that believes he can hit any window that's open, and that's gotten him into a lot of trouble. Jay Cutler was the same way. Jay Cutler had a rifle for an arm, felt like there was no window too small, got himself into a bunch of trouble. This league is no joke when it comes to that. We still don't know who the quarterback's going to be. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We have got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up this hour as well as we continue with Wake Up Call.